Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Russ Jones, Abide's executive producer. In our home, along with reading the biblical Christmas narrative, it's a tradition to read A Cup of Christmas Tea, written by Minnesotan author Tom Hess and illustrated by Warren Hansen. A man receives an invitation from his elderly, ailing aunt, and, well, he just doesn't want to go. It's in the midst of the Christmas rush, and who needs the aggravation, right? The depression, the strain. Driven by guilt, he visits her anyway and discovers the true meaning of Christmas. With that in mind, wherever you are, just relax. Calm yourself from the rush of the season to get everything right. Breathe in deeply. Take in God's joy. Now exhale the tension that might get in the way of truly enjoying God's amazing gift of eternal life. Job chapter 33, verse 4 says, "The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life." Father, please help my family and I to remember the true meaning of Christmas, the celebration of your Son's birth. It was an event that transformed the world. And I ask that you help us remember what Jesus' birth and life truly mean this holiday season. And I pray for those whose hearts are battered by sorrow or broken relationships, for those whose lives only know conflict and confusion, for those whose bodies are tired and tested beyond their ability to endure this year. Precious Savior, draw them close to you. Thank you for sending Jesus into the world to save me from my sins. Please don't let me get distracted by gift-giving, cooking, and other traditions. Instead, help me keep my focus on Jesus. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. Before you go, linger here for a while among the scent of this precious visit we heard about in A Cup of Christmas Tea. Linger as long as you need. Think about the story. Who might need a visit from you this Christmas? How can you be the hands and feet of Jesus? Maybe as you go about your day, someone will come to mind. We look forward to spending time again with you again tomorrow. But until then, may you meditate and abide in Christ.